Hi, welcome to another episode of the Music to My Ears podcast. I'm so glad that you're back for another week of this. Please check out like our previous episodes. Like, please share with your friends. Share. They deserve to hear this greatness that is us. Coco Jones, if you do not know the legendary American musician Coco Jones, please check her out. Coco Jones has this song titled Love is War, and it's a song I really, really absolutely enjoy, like so much. Yeah, but the reason I'm bringing that up is I think that is a space where I am in at the moment. You know, like you feel like, I don't know, life is weird. Like one moment I have my shit together, and then the next moment I feel like I'm just going to break down, if that makes sense. With love, like real, like in addition to love, like for the longest time I have been so okay, like very to annoying proportions. Like sometimes I'm like, yo, are you sure we're okay? Like we've done this, I am okay, thank for far too long. Is it just time like we break down? And I have been okay with not having someone, being single for some time, you know, and it's like it's not a problem. And then you try dating, and then you meet this person, and they're so cute, and you're vibing, and then by the time I'm ranting, it's a bit petty, and then they take a bit too long to reply your text, or you will just realize you're not a fit, and then part of you is like, now I have to go back into the market and do this afresh. It is annoying. And then I remember sitting in that. Now I don't know why I'm sharing this, but this happened like this week. I wanted to lie and say last week, but this happened this week. So meet this person here. Okay, we're gelling, like this convoy is going very well. And then they said just pulling back. And pulling back for me is not a problem because I've seen it before. Like at this point, I am so okay with someone pulling back because I'll do the same thing. Like I remember there's someone who we were speaking with, and then she said like pulling back. And then I was just like, nah, I'm not doing this. That people I've not spoken to in months because they stopped texting me. And I can do it, like we can really go there. But I do not know I was hurt with this particular one. Maybe it's because I had raised my expectations. I was like, you know, maybe this one's things are starting to work out. Things are starting to look up. And that is a problem. You know, when they say it's the hope that kills you, it is the hope that kills you. People, it is the hope that kills you. And yes, I know that is very varied. Like that is off whatever anybody would say. But sometimes it is like, I'm just exhausted. Do not listen to me ranting on Sunday morning. This is not coming from a sensible place, but it's the hope that kills you. Remember that. So yeah, this person decides they want to, you know, just disappear. And then for a while, because sometimes you don't realize how much like things affect you until you sit down with them. And then you're like, but I got over this the last time. And then you have to remind yourself like, this is a new situation. This is a new experience. So no matter, even if you got over it last time, this is a whole new situation that demands you to look at it from another different view, but keeping in context the things you've gone through in the past. And then I think in the past I held on to people because there was that fear of, if I let go of this one, I am never going to, you know, find another person. I'm never going to date, you know, I was never going to find someone as good as this one. And then, you know, with years you decondition yourself and you learn, yo, but I'm good enough, like I can get anyone I want. And after deconditioning yourself, sometimes you sleep. Like I feel like sometimes as a human being, like me personally, I cannot speak for you, but personally sometimes I feel like if I have moved past something, I cannot really, you know, encounter it again. Like with the example of in thinking that if I lose this one person, I'm never going to date. This is something I remember working on. Like I remember telling a friend was like, yo, that is deep. I'm like, yes, that is how I felt with the last relationship. Like it was like, if this went, I might not get someone. And I held on to that, kept me in a vicious cycle for way too long. That kept me at that table where respect was no longer being served for far too long. And I stayed because I was afraid if I left, I was never going to find someone. And it might be true, like, yes, a year onwards, I have still not found someone. And the ones I find are out for themselves, but that is okay. Like at the end of the day, I don't know, but that is something also that is being revealed to me. It is like, The more I see people, the more I interact, you realize that everyone is out for themselves. Like everyone is doing everything that makes them happy. So you might as well do what you know, makes you happy. Like stop going out of your way to be the nice person. Stop going out of your way to, this is now me speaking to myself. I don't think this has anything to do with you. But yeah, in a way, like just, it is okay to do things for yourself. Like if you feel like not going to that party, please say no. If you feel like leaving early, please leave. Everyone here, everyone in this room, if you're in a room and everyone is cackling, everyone is doing things that make them happy. You might as well do things that make you happy. If you want to have a glass of wine at 5 in the morning, I do not have the money for it, but if I had the money for it, I would be having a glass of wine at 5 in the morning, please. But if you want to do that, you are allowed to. Let me get back. Like it looks like I've veered off whatever I was supposed to be saying. But yeah, with that, for the longest time, it felt like if this relationship, I left this relationship, then maybe I might not find someone. And I left that one, and yo, I did move, and I find people. Like the problem is sometimes the ones you find are not people you like. Yeah, that is, I don't know, but yeah, that is how life is. Like you find people and they're not there for you, like that, you know. And everyone is out for themselves. So maybe I am learning in this season that please do whatever is like that makes you happy. Like if you want someone and you require certain sets of behavior, or you know, the things you want your partner to do for you, ask for them. Because they're going to ask, or they're going to leave you for less. Have you ever had seen this situation whereby you do not like someone, but you agree to date them because you're they're very persistent, and then they go and leave you for something very silly, and then you're like, "Yo, but I did not like you," and then I put up with your nonsense, and then here we are, you're dropping me because of something that I've done that I term as petty and all of this, but I'm not telling people not to like people. Please like people. If someone likes you, please like them back. Give them a chance. I do not know. I'm ranting. It's Sunday in the morning and I felt like recording. So here we are. Another thing that has been happening to me is what? Or writing. The creative journey. Yes, I'm writing a lot, like poetry and stuff. Yes, thank you. Like my brain is just reminding me of the fact that I tried applying for something. I'm not going to tell you guys what it was, but it was a creative training of sorts. And then I got to a point, and then they asked for links to, you know, social media platforms for whatever my creative whatever is. And then I realized I do not have anything out there. You know, like I have poetry. I have not books and books, but I have like substantial poetry. I've never put anything outside there. So it's like when they ask me for proof that I'm an artist, I'm like, you guys should see my diaries, you know? You guys should see where I write. And then it reminds me that if you never put yourself outside there, you're never going to, you know, get certain opportunities. Like certain opportunities only come to you if you're out there. Because me, I thought, you know, these people are just going to believe. And it was a very big fund. It even involved, I think, the African Union. So I'm like, these people are just going to believe. Yo, I do this because I've told them I do this. You know, I thought they were going to ask for proof from the point of, you know, take a screenshot of work you've done before. Or, and I usually believe, like, I have this very strong belief in myself. It is like with writing, I'm like, you put me in a room, I will deliver. That is not enough. I don't know if you're a creative or you do something creative, but I'm realizing that is not enough. Like, you're going to have to put work out there to show people that you can do this. Do you understand? But I've just been in the headspace. And I remember even like yesterday or the day before, I don't know if someone asked me something, and then it hit me in my head. Like creatively, I have it together. Yo, I think it was a tweet I saw of someone who was saying, if I ever failed, it was not from a point of lacking talent. It was from a point of lacking discipline. And I am not even bragging, but I think I have it together talent-wise. It is the discipline. It is the discipline point where I have a problem. But yeah, in relation to the fund, if you are creative, you can go and check out Hustlesasa. Hustlesasa is, I think, a ticket selling platforms. So they have this training where they're training creatives on how to make money off your art. So if you're a creative and you want to learn how to make money off your art, please go and check out Hustlesasa. Is it Ticket Sasa? I know it's Hustlesasa on IG. The whatever runs out on 30th of May, I think. So you're still within the window. If you're listening to this, I'm going to make sure I drop this episode so that you guys hear that. I think I can put a link in the description box so that you guys get that. So yeah, creatively, I think I have it together. It is the time. And I realized, like, for the longest time with creating, it's usually like I create when I feel like it. And then I've done this before. Like, there was a week where I was just like, I am writing every single day in the morning. Whatever comes to me, I write. But sometimes I get dropped into this idea of, you know, it's more organic if I did it from the point of, you know, when it only comes to me. And there are things that have only come to me when I've created time for them. So I'm also realizing that I cannot leave it up to the world or this outside creative genius to give me the inspiration. I have to, like, go out of my way. So yes, and that is also a question that was on there. I don't know what to call them, like the set of questions they were asking in the fund. They were asking you how many, like, hours in a week do you dedicate to your craft? And then I realized, yo, I did not even dedicate any minutes to this. Like, it's like when I feel like doing this, I do it. Do you understand? So I was like, I need to also allocate more time for the things that I enjoy, not only reading but also writing. Do you understand? Because I don't know the last time I ever journaled. Like, for the longest time, I'm just out here surviving. Do you know? And maybe that is why I of late have been feeling so low. So yeah, that is my rant on love and talent. Yes. I'm so sorry you guys have to be put through this, but I'm really not sorry. I'm just saying that because I feel like saying it. But yeah, it's 8. I need to freshen up, go somewhere. Bye-bye.